And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 25th of June, 2013. It's the birthday of novelist George Orwell, born in India in 1903. He won a scholarship to Eton but didn't fit in because he was poor. Instead of going to an English university, he joined the imperial police in Burma, but he quit after 5 years because he said, "I could not go on any longer serving an imperialism which I had come to regard as very largely a racket." Orwell decided he would become a writer. He lived as a tramp for years, worked in the hop fields of Kent and as a dishwasher in a Paris hotel, and wrote all about that in Down and Out in Paris and London under the pen name George Orwell after the Orwell River in East Anglia. Then he wrote Animal Farm in 1945, a political fable about a group of barnyard animals who chase off their human masters and set up their own society. But then the smartest animals, the pigs, take control and turn out to be even more ruthless than the humans. Orwell wrote, "All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others." Animal Farm was an instant success, and Orwell used the royalties to buy a remote house on the island of Jura off the coast of Scotland, where he wrote his masterpiece, 1984, a novel set in the future where the world is controlled by totalitarian police states. That book gave us words and phrases such as "Big Brother is watching you," "thought police," and "doublethink." George Orwell, who said, "In a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act." And on this day in 1857, the novelist Gustave Flaubert went on trial in Paris for publishing a morally offensive work about a woman who has multiple affairs to stave off the boredom of her life, Madame Bovary. He was acquitted, and the publicity from the trial made the book a bestseller when it was published that year. On this day in 1950, the Korean War began when the North Korean People's Army crossed the 38th parallel and invaded South Korea, resulting ultimately in the loss of more than 3 million lives. And here is a poem by John Updike, "Baseball." It looks easy from a distance, easy and lazy even, until you stand up to the plate and see the fastball sailing inside an inch from your chin, or circle in the outfield straining to get a bead on a small black dot, a city block or more high, a dark star that could fall on your head like a leaden meteor. The grass, the dirt, the deadly hops between your feet and over-eager glove. Football can be learned, and basketball finessed, but there is no hiding from baseball the fact that some are chosen and some are not, those whose mitts feel too left-handed, who are scared at third base of the pulled line drive, and at first base are scared of the shortstop's wild throw that stretches you out like a gutted deer. There is nowhere to hide when the ball's spotlight swivels your way, and the chatter around you falls still, and the mothers on the sidelines, your own among them, hold their breaths, and you whiff on a terrible pitch, or in the infield achieve something with the ball so ridiculous you blush for years. It's easy to do. Baseball was invented in America, where beneath the good cheer and sly jazz, the chance of failure is everybody's right, beginning with baseball. A poem by John Updike, "Baseball," from his collection Endpoint, published by Knopf, and used here by permission on the Writer's Almanac. You can subscribe to our newsletter for a daily dose of poems and literary history delivered to your inbox every morning. Just visit writersalmanac.org. And this is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.